81.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
And we're back. 5 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. And this third quarter has been all raw. It's 33-19 now as they started on a 9-0 run. West Plains works the ball down inside. It gets knocked out of bounds. They're going to say that was off of Easton Smith, and so the Zizzers will retain the ball. They're triggered in on their own baseline. Cobb triggers it in to Kraft. Kraft with 6 points early. That's a nice drive there. He's got eight now on the night as Kraft goes down the baseline and lays it in. And the Zizzers on the board here in the third quarter, 33-21, 4.5 left. Ledbetter cannot get it to fall, gets his own rebound, puts it up, can't get it, gets his own rebound, and it's going to be out of bounds. And Rolla will keep the ball. Good hustle there by Ledbetter. Went off the hands right at the beginning. He was able to gather it up, put it back up, got his own rebound a couple times. Kavina out of bounds. Here's a shot from the baseline. No, it goes in. Rims in. Easton Smith. He's on the board for the first time tonight. It's 35-21, Rolla. 4:15 left to go here in the third quarter. Josiah Long's got it. And guarded by Ledbetter. He kicks it out to Cobb. Cobb at the free throw line being switched off. Josiah's got it in the corner. Guarded by Gideon. Back to Judd. Judd down the baseline. Tries to drive in. Reverse layup. It's good. Good strong move there by Judd. And it's down to a 12-point game. Thomas gets it out to Gideon. He gets it to Brown. Brown being guarded tightly by Josiah Long. Here's a three-pointer by Gideon. Oh, rims around. No good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. He gets fouled. May have caught a finger in the eye there. There is a foul on the floor. And Caleb Cobb. That's going to be his first. Cobb's going to check out. And Kinsla checks in. Well, that triggers it in. They're working around to Ledbetter. Down inside to Thomas. He's going to be fouled by Ethan Miller. As he drove down this time, we'll go to the line and shoot a pair. 3:35 left to go here in the third quarter. 35-23, Rolla with the lead. Thomas 2-for-2 from the line. Here's the shot. It's good. He's got 7. And Rollins extended their lead to 36-23. Going to have a couple guys check in at the whistle. Second one going there. All right. Yeah, they went ahead and let them do the train substitutions. Smith and Gideon checked out. Robinson and Richter checked in. There's a steal by Rolla. Ball's on the floor. They get it back. Here's Brown down the baseline. He drops all the way in and scores. He's got 9 in the quarter, 16 for the game. Josiah gets it down off of his foot. Kinsler gets this big block there by Ledbetter as Kinsler trying to get up, but they're going to say he got a foul. So Kinswell will go to the line to shoot two. You're going to get Richter at the foul there. His third. First free throw is good by Kinswell. Evans got three now on the night. To try to cut into the lead a little more, and he does. Those free throws are good. He's 2 for 4. There's a throw all the way down the line. Kinswell's going to get called for the foul. Good pass down to Richter. Full court pass. He got behind the defense. Kinswell thought he got the block, but he got him with the body. So he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Richter's got 2 points on the night. Once again, 39-25, Rolla with the lead, 3:05 left to go in this one. First one is up, and it is good. Second one is also good. And Rolla gets full court pressure, and Kinslow had to go up high, gets it back, gets it to Judd in the lane. Judd kicks it out to Kraft. They're going to slow it down, reset. Got a little out of control there. Kraft gets it to Miller. Miller gets it over to Long. Long down inside to Aiden Judd. He goes up and puts it in. Judd's got 7 now. And it's a 14-point game, 41-27. Brown with a nice crossover all the way down the lane. Left-handed layup is good. He's at 11 in the quarter. I believe 18 on the game. Here's Judd. Thought about three. Gets it to Josiah for three. It's short off the rim, but he gets his own rebound, goes all the way in, and puts it back up and in. He's got 7 off the bench. It's a 12-point game. West Plains chipping into the lead. Brunson gets it out to Richter. Richter at the top of the key. Gets it to Thomas. Thomas back to Richter. Richter for three. It's no good. Rebound come down to Judd, but he's going to be fouled. I believe they're going to get Robinson on that one. I believe that's Nash's first foul. Trying to figure out something at the scorer's table. Official over. Talking to the scorer. And he's tied up with a discrepancy. Bronson Dunbar has checked into the game for the Scissors. So once we get this lined out, we'll be back in action. 1:53 left to go here in the third quarter. All right. All right, Zizzer's going to be taking them all out and under their own goal, down 14. Minute 50 left to go. Ethan Miller brings it across the timeline. Direct in traffic. They craft at the free throw line. Dunbar working the baseline. Gets it to Josiah Long on the wing. Back to the top of the key for Miller. Back to Long. Right wing extended. Miller's got it. He gets it into the corner for Dunbar. Back out front to Long. They work it around to Miller. Miller right-handed drive. Dribble back to Long. Back to Miller. The end of the corner for Kraft. He gives it up. Back to Miller. 1:10 left to go here in this third quarter. Josiah's got it. Back to Miller at the top of the key. Back over to Long. Free throw line to Kraft. Inside of a minute. He gets it over to Miller. Back to Kraft. Rollo's doing a good job of closing out on Kraft. He's having a hard time getting those three-pointers up now. He drives in. We're down to 43 seconds left to go. West Plains down 14. Miller had the shot there, didn't take it. Josiah back to Miller. He takes it this time. No good. Rebound by Ledbetter once again. West Plains pounding him on the rebound. Not sure how they didn't get a foul called on that one, but they didn't. 20 seconds left, and looks like Rolla going to play for the last shot. Ethan Brown, he's being guarded by Long. We're down to 10. Down to 7. Wide open, Ledbetter inside. He gets it to go. And here's a shot at the buzzer. It's off. No good. And at the end of 3, it's 45-29. Rolla with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on Hot Country. Katie White.
This is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Listen up. Chick Days is going on now at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Due to increasing demand, quantities will be limited. So pre-order now on first-come, first-served basis. More and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings. A freezer full of fresh chicken and continuous harvest of fresh eggs. So order now. Plus, we have all your poultry products, feed, waterers, feeders, and much more. Come on in today and see us for Chick Days.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Welcome back, West Plains High School gym. I'm James Hurd in for Double H tonight. He's a little bit under weather, so glad you are here with us for this Scissor basketball game, court warming night. They're down by 16 here as we start the fourth quarter. They led 16-7 after one, trailed 24-19 at halftime, and now trail 45-29. Cobb looking somewhere to go to the ball. Gets it to Kraft. Kraft's top of the key, gets it down to the corner to Cobb. Back out to Miller. Miller back into the corner for Cobb. Cobb, ball fake, gets it down to Kraft. He dribbles all the way around the baseline and pulls it back out to Miller to reset the offense. They've got it to Moore. Back top of the key for Miller. No good. Big week for both of those young men. Ethan Miller signed to play football at Capital University. Jacob Moore signed to play football at Missouri Baptist. Congratulations to those two young men. Paxton Ledbetter's into double figures now with 11 as he gets the lay-in. It's 47-29. Moore's got the ball. Gets it knocked away. It's a out on Rolla, and so West Plains will retain the ball. Inside of 7 minutes, 6:58 left to go in regulation of this one. Jacobs got the ball. He gets it out to Cobb. Kraft for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Brown. Brown brings it across the timeline. He's got 19 according to my scorebook. 18 according to the scoreboard, so I'm just going to go with mine for now. No good on the shot. Kraft's got it. He gets it over to Judd. Judd down low to Moore. Moore back out to Judd in the corner. Judd works it around to Cobb. Cobb at the top of the key. Rolla dropped back into his zone. Miller back to Cobb at the top of the key. Cobb down to the baseline, now looking for somewhere to go to it. He gets it back out to Kraft. Rolla's got length all over the floor, so even in this zone, they can close out really fast and make it tough on those three-point shots. Kraft gets it over into the corner to Cobb. Cobb gets an open look. Off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Ethan Miller. Miller to Kraft. Kraft thought about the shot. He gets it over to Cobb. They get it down low. Nice pass, Aiden Judd, to a cutting Jared Kraft. He's in double figures now, and it's a 16-point Rolla lead, 47-31. That's 10 for Kraft on the night. As we told you earlier before the game, they gave him a recognition. He has scored 1,000 career points here at West Plains. So great job by that young man. He is a great scorer. Ball gets down low to Gideon. He can't get it to go. Ball's on the floor. And we've got a timeout on the floor by Rolla. Good job by the coach there. Mark Miller got that timeout. The ball was about to be tied up. So a 30-second timeout on the floor. West Plains trails 47-31. Back in 30. High Country. Katie White.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new HughesNet Lite plan for only $49.99 a month with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972, or check us out online at millersat.com.
Welcome back. 5:08 left to go in this one. 47-31. They're all the Bulldogs with a lead over the Zizzers. Brown triggers in to Gideon. They work it around. Ledbetter for three. It's good. Paxton Ledbetter. He's got 14 now on the night. Ledbetter going to continue his basketball at Evangel. And we're going to have a foul on Jacob Moore. He put his shoulder into the cutting Rolla defender. And so that's going to be Jacob's fourth. So he's going to take a break. Him and Cobb both check out. So we got Kinslow, Miller, Long, Judd, and Kraft on the floor for the Zizzers right now. Down 19, 4:40 left to go in this one. Brown's got it. Thought about the deep three being guarded by Miller. Gets it to a cutting Gideon. Nice shot there. Cooper Gideon, he's got four now on the night. And we got a foul down low. I believe they're going to get Jensen Thomas on that one. Ethan Brown gets the call on that one. All right, a couple substitutions for Rolla. Thomas and Smith check them. Here's a shot, put up. Kraft for three, he gets it to go. He's got 13 now, and it's down to an 18-point lead. 4:10 left to go in this one. Backdoor cut there. Up, no good. Rebound Ledbetter, no good. Rebound up again. That is five offensive rebounds. Make it six for the Rolla Bulldogs on this possession. Could not get the ball to fall, but they just kept getting it. And size making a big difference. It's Ethan Brown and Ledbetter down low there. And we got a charge. Josiah did a good job of standing his ground, getting position. And that's going to be a charge on Paxton Ledbetter. That's his first of the night. 52-34. 3.5 left to go in this one. Long gets it down on the block to Judd. Judd puts it up, gets it partially blocked. No good. Comes down to the Bulldogs. Brown's got the ball. He's being guarded closely. They get it to Ledbetter for three. In and out. No good. Rebound. All right, they're going to call Robinson for over the back on that one. That's going to be the first one on Nash. That is the third team foul. West Plains down by 18. Long quickly into the court. He gets fouled by Ledbetter. Those two going at it a little bit here. That's a better second. 3:07 left. And Rolla wants to take a minute to talk about things. It's a full timeout. West Plains down 18. 3:07 left to go in the game. We're back in 1 minute. Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
You never know when we may have a big ice storm. In the Ozarks, it could happen any time during the winter months. Butler Heating and Air can install a whole house Generac generator to ease your mind and keep your house cozy warm just in case it happens. Give them a call today for a free estimate for a reliable Generac generator.
BHA, Butler Heating and Air. Call 256-7984.
Building lasting relationships, one customer at a time. West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
.307 left to go in this one. We're warming night here in West Plains. Scissors trigger it in. Kinslow's got it. Gets it out to Kraft. Kraft down in the corner to Moore. Moore drives down the baseline off the glass. No good, but they're going to get a foul. I believe they're going to call that one on to Robinson. And Moore will go to the line to shoot two. Yes, they call it on Nash. That's his second. 52-35 now. The Scissors within 17. 2:59 left to go in this one. That's Jacob's first point on the night. Second one is also good. So he's got two now. That's 52-36. Brown's got the ball. Taking his time, coming across the timeline. 2:50 left. Miller on end title. Brown pulls it back in. Just about loses it. Gets to the half court line. And now we're going to have a foul. They're going to call on Miller. Doing a good job disrupting him there with the ball. Kinsel's going to check out. Long's going to check back in. That was Miller's second foul. 2:38 left to go on this one. And the Scissors going to put some pressure on. Moore was able to hit that ball away, but Raleigh got it back. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound on the floor. And I'm not sure what they called here. Yeah, they're going to get Josiah for a foul there as the ball was on the floor. He went in to try to get it. They're going to get him for a foul, and that's Josiah's first on the night. 52-36, 2:29 left. There is a nice inbound pass, but it will not go for Brown. Scissors got the rebound. He's tied up. They're going to call a foul. That's the fourth personal on Richter. That's the 15th foul on Rollins. So West Plains will be shooting free throws for the rest of the evening. Ethan Miller steps to the line. First one off the back of the rim. No good. Ethan's got three on the night. He hit a three-pointer there in the first quarter. Has not scored since. Robinson checks out for the Bulldogs. Second free throw is good. 4 points now for Miller. Easton Smith checked back in for the Bulldogs. I'm sorry, that Gideon checked back in for the Bulldogs. Thomas has got it down low, puts it up. He's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Not sure if he's going to get Moore or Judd. They're going to get Judd on that one. That's a second foul. Moore's got four fouls on the night so far. West Plains down 15, 2:08 left. First free throw is up. It is nothing but net. 9 points now for Jensen Thomas. Second shot is also good. He's in double figures. Jalen Corbis going to check into the game for the first time. Ledbetter going to check out. 2:08 left to go in this one. West Plains down 17. Kraft gets it to Long. Long drives down left side of the lane, puts it up. No good. Rebound tipped up and in. Forbus all the way down. He's into the game, and he's in the scorebook. He's got two right off the bat. 56-37, 19-point Bulldog lead. Kraft pulls up for three. In and out, no good. Moore with the offensive rebound. He puts it back up and in. Jacob Moore's got four all here in the fourth quarter. There's a run all the way down, and Richter gets the lay-in. 58-39, Moore's got the ball. He gets it to Kraft. We've got a foul there on the floor. I think you're going to... they're going to get number five, Forbus, with that foul. That could have went either way. Moore is going to go to the line to shoot two more. That's his first foul of the game. First one is up, and it is good. Moore's got five now. James Sheck is checking into the game. And Cruz Wilkins checks in for Rolla. And the second one is also good. Oh. And have a foul on Josiah Long. West Plains down by 17. That's going to put Rolla into the bonus now. Josiah's second. West Plains down 58-41. 1:17 left to go in this one. First three free throw is up, and it is good for Thomas. He's got 11 now. And the second one, it's also good. And Thomas is going to check out of the game. Stallworth checks in, giving some of the JV players some varsity time here. Kraft all the way down, puts it up, no good. And we're going to have a foul. That's going to be on Stallworth. Kraft will go to the line. 1:08 left to go in this one. West Plains is down 19. First free throw is good. Kraft's got 14 now on the night. And make that 15 with the second free throw. Seven here in this fourth quarter. West Plains with full court pressure. We've hit the minute mark. There's a steal. Kraft's got it down, and he's going to be fouled. He tried to throw it ahead to Long, but the pass was a little too strong. Long threw it back over his head, back to Kraft. He went up and was fouled. So Kraft's was 15 and 16 now. He's got eight here in this fourth quarter. 16-point game, 56.8. Second one is also good. Kraft's got 17 now. And Kraft's going to foul the Rolla shooter, Cruz Wilkins. He was the dribbler, actually. He'll be shooting now as he goes to the free throw line with 55.2 seconds. First free throw is good. Back to the 16-point game, 55.2, and the second one is good as well. Kraft's got the ball. He brings it up. Gets it over to Long. Long's going to put up the three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. West Plains trapping the ball handler, and then Long's going to foul him, put him on the free throw line. That's going to be number two, Landon Richter. Richter's got 4 points on the night. Actually make that 6 points he's got on the nine. And rims in. One for two that trip. And Richter's going to check in. All right, we've got shooting 35. Nice drive all the way down the lane for Kraft, but he's going to be fouled. Go back to the line. Zizzers down 18, 35.6. Left to go in this one. Zizzers still playing hard, trying to cut into this one. Kraft misses the first free throw. He's 4 for 5 from the line tonight. And the second one is good. We've got 10 here in the quarter. 18 on the game, and his night is over. Rolla triggers it in. They get it down low. There's Jay Beers. I'm not sure where the whistle was on that, but it was not called. They're just letting them play. West Plains got the ball coming the other way. Ethan Miller, he gets it to Long. Long drives down. Scoop shot will not go. Got 10 seconds left, and they're just going to let Rolla dribble this one out. So that's going to be a final, 63-46. The Rolla Bulldogs come to West Plains, one more warning, and defeat the West Plains Visitors. That's going to put West Plains' record at 8-11 on the year. Rolla moves to 17-4. We'll take a 1 minute break and we'll come back with the final stat. It's Zizzer Basketball on High Country, KDY.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
It's inventory clearance time on select Kubota tractors at Edgler and Harbor Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. Save on the Kubota L3560 HST with hydrostat transmission. Get the Kubota L3560 with zero down, 4.9 APR for 84 months with approved credit now through 2/28/26. See us or go to Kubota USA for full disclaimer. That's Edgler and Harbor Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KDY.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym, as this one has gone final. West Plains falls to the Rolla Bulldogs. Leading all scorers tonight, the Illinois commit Ethan Brown at 19 for the Bulldogs. Leading West Plains, Jared Kraft at 18. Aiden Judd with 7. Ethan Miller had 4. Jacob Moore with 6. Josiah Long with 7. Gavin Kinslow added 4. West Plains was up 16-7 after the first quarter, but was only able to score 3 points there in the second quarter and fell behind 24-19, and then they were held to 10 points in the third quarter. So Rolla's size and came into play, as they are a very senior-heavy team. They have 8 seniors on the club, and the starting five, 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", 6'4", 6'7", and then 6'6", coming off the bench. And that length was just a little bit too much for West Plains once Rolla kind of got into a zone, and they were able to close out and make it difficult for West Plains to get the three-point shots off. So West Plains falls in this one. We'll be back Tuesday from Bolivar as the West Plains Zizzers make the trip to face the Liberators, and then be back at home on the 13th to face Branson. Also, don't forget the Pink Out game next week. We'll have that one for you here on High Country KDY as well. And for Harlan Hutchinson tonight, I'm James Hurt. For Brian Jacobs back in the studio. Hope everyone has a great, safe weekend. We'll catch you next time. Zizzer Basketball on High Country KDY.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7.
Expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Looking for dependable products and service you can count on? Local businesses offer knowledgeable staff and straightforward help from people who know their work. Ozark Radio News invites you to visit shoplocalstaylocal.com to learn more about local businesses like Grand Appliance, Westgate Trailers, KT Roofing, Graceland Portable Buildings, and Long Dollar Furniture. Call them or stop by to find out how they can help with your next project or purchase. Start local at shoplocalstaylocal.com.
First for new country, right here, right now. Today's hot new country, 102.5 KDY.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner's Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
Planning a private party, Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Fun Center, a country club for all, is the place. Reserve a private room with a private server. Get four pizzas and drinks for one low price. Play indoor golf and get an armband for the arcade. Check their brand new salad bar out. That's full of goodies. Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Center, 2 miles past Walmart on the left in West Plains.
Hi, this is Steve at Broken Bow Archery. Stop in today for our 2025 Bow Blowout Specials. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, Compounder Crossbow models, just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery, inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Are you needing to sell your real estate? Seek help today from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So if you're looking to sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty in a new location at 740 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.